Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, it is Friday, and we are recapping the week that was with Life and Style Weekly. Events editor Juliet Eason checking in. George Clooney has a new girlfriend, allegedly, Juliet, and this is very surprising to me. Who is it?
It is WWE star Stacy Keibler. It's an entirely bizarre match.
this is definitely coming out of left field as far as I'm concerned. How did these two link up?
They actually have a lot of friends in common, which I thought was pretty surprising.
Right.
So they've known each other socially, and she has actually been in the south of France and in Lake Como with him. George, as you may know, is sort of a serial monogamist. He was married right. once in the 90s, and it really didn't work out for him. So since that date, he's always sort of had one steady girlfriend after the next, and he just broke up with Elisabetta Canales in June, so mm-hmm. he's ready for his next conquest.
Life and Style Weekly's Juliet Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Jennifer Lopez seems to be moving on from her failed marriage with Marc Anthony. Who is she moving on to now?
She has had eyes for her new co-star, Rodrigo Santoro, who she's starring with in What to Expect When You're Expecting. And there's a lot of sparks flying between both of them. They're in Atlanta filming.
So what you're saying is, Juliet, there's no chance of a J-Lo P. Diddy reunion.
Unfortunately, no. Or Ben Affleck. I think everyone would like that to happen just because it would be so funny.
Right, exactly. It would just be good fun. It would just be something funny to talk about. But I was really pulling out for her and Diddy. What are you going to do? That's life, I suppose. We wish J-Lo the best of luck. And finally, wrap it up here with Life and Style Weekly's Juliet Eason on the Ralphie Radio Show. So Russell Brand is buying shots. Life and Style Weekly saw him buying shots for a number of different people throughout Hollywood. What kind of shots were these, though, Juliet?
Russell Brand is now sober. Oh. So they weren't alcoholic shots. They were called booster shots. He ordered them for everyone at LA's Earth Bar. And the shots are made up of ginger juice, oregano oil, cayenne pepper, and fresh lemon.
I don't know if that sounds like appetizing or disgusting. I can't make up my mind.
It's probably as bad as taking a shot of vodka, taste-wise.
Who said vodka tastes bad?
I did.
What? Come on, Juliet. Juliet, you got to get out a little more. Three olives, cherry, the pinnacle whipped cream stuff. Not that I'm a vodka connoisseur by any stretch of the imagination, but there's some good tasting vodka out there.
I guess maybe I'm just shooting the wrong kind.
Maybe. Clearly, apparently. You need to hang out with a better crowd, Juliet. I think that's what's going on here.
Apparently.
That sounds kind of fun, though. If I'm going to do a healthy shot, I feel like I'd want to do it with Russell Brand because he's probably still hilarious even as he's doing the shot. Like, he probably
Absolutely.
Does it as if it's a vodka shot. I could see that.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you could read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Juliet Eason, hey, have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.